Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass lies a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Grass on the shore, don't get your money's worth. Radio show, it happened.
And a good Saturday morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Back here as we kick off the weekend together, your friends here, your garden buddies, I should say, on Garden America, along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for joining us. 2 hours every Saturday. Great show lined up today as we head into spring. And, of course, tonight, officially at 2 a.m., we push our clocks ahead. So you have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can't do it before you go to bed.
Right. The clocks don't work that way.
No, you have
you
to
have
get
to
up
do it at the moment.
2 a.m. So, yeah, we're going to lose an hour's sleep, but we're going to have some daylight, and things are going to be just all peachy keen. As I look at John, and what's he doing, Tiger? He's not paying attention.
He's working.
Oh, he's working?
He's working.
Okay.
You know, not like us over here.
Yeah. Well, we're talking. He's working silently. But we are back.
And getting ready to spring forward.
He's going
to
spring forward. John did a great job on the newsletter. That's how I knew that it was time to spring forward.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
like
I would have
reminders.
Had no idea. No idea whatsoever.
My phone does it for me.
Yeah, of course, right? I like the way the phone. Most phones now, most clocks, they just, on their own, they just do it.
Right.
I've got a clock at home that's broken. I can't set it. But on the back of it, it's got Mountain Time, Pacific Time, Eastern Time. So all I do is click it to, like, Mountain Time. I just back and forth every year, and I get the time I want.
Oh, that's funny.
So how you doing, John?
I'm doing good. It's good to see that you're feeling better.
Yeah, much better. Had a little storm blew through my brain last weekend.
You said the first time in 10 years, right?
Yep, 10 years.
Wow.
Not had the flu.
So you're a pretty healthy guy.
Hope I got rid of that for the next 10
Another
years.
Another 10 years.
Another 10 years, ready to
exactly.
go.
Yeah, I have a almost 2-year-old at home and a 6-year-old. I have the flu probably about once every 3 months.
Oh, you just kind of circles around.
I don't think it ever ends. It just kind of constantly is there. That might have happened. Now that I started working here, I might have given it to you.
You know, you probably did. But that's okay. Anyway, hey, we're back live here, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or john@gardenamerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio.
You know, we've, at least in San Diego, spring is starting this week.
Isn't that right, huh?
Yeah, even though it's not the official date.
It's beautiful.
We went from rainy, cold, wintry weather to summer weather almost.
In the 80s.
In a week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was in the 80s last
right.
Few days.
Now, we're hitting March, so, we all, at the nursery, we kind of tell people here that last chance coastal frosts are usually, late February, so we're kind of past our frost date. We'll still probably get some rain, you know, March, a little bit maybe into April, maybe. But we're ready to grow as far as temperatures wise, huh? We're not, you know, scared of any kind of
ready to grow.
Yeah, ready to grow. Like, and it's so green and everything's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is this the time of year we drive out to the mountains or toward the mountains and look at the
blooms? They were just talking about that last weekend where you can drive out to the mountains in the desert and the blooms are just going crazy. And then because we've had so much rain that it's more because all that seed that was built up in the soil is now popping where it didn't pop before because there wasn't much rain to go along with it.
So I guess the drought is over, John, officially. Can we say that? It's never.
It is in California, the drought's over. We don't have to worry about water for this year. Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's really never over, but we've got everything filled up for the time being.
Everything's seasonal here. You know, everything goes in cycles. But take advantage of this year with the wet ground. Grow whatever you want to grow. We started shipping our vegetables this week. Last week was our big order on Monday.
What is everybody buying? What's our most popular item so far?
Well, tomatoes are always the most popular, our grafted tomatoes. And even it's not just people that are ready to plant them that are ordering them. Because they're grafted, they need to be pre-ordered. So we got a lot of orders from Omaha last week.
Wow.
So,
thank
you for our listeners in Omaha.
Right.
Setting
in one of our newer stations, isn't it, or not?
Yeah, our three newest that I'm aware of.
Omaha?
There's one I haven't checked yet, that one in Florida.
Right.
But we had Omaha, Richmond, Virginia, and Greenville, South Carolina.
Well, way to go, Omaha.
Yeah.
For the rest of you, get on the stick.
Where our steaks come from.
Oh, yeah. Omaha steaks. You order those?
My grandma used to get those for me.
You know what? They get everything in there. They're good. Very good.
But back to your question about what the most popular item is in tomatoes, it's always Brandywine and Sun Sugar are usually the top two tomatoes. But this year for the new plants, far and away, number one is Brandywine Orange, which is the new tomato from Tom Wagner that I believe is bred from Brandywine but is an orange color, better shape than Brandywine, and excellent flavor. I told you the story a couple weeks ago about how I tasted that out in the fields, and it's the best tomato I tasted of the day. And we're almost sold out of that. We're about 80% sold out. I'm trying to get more, but I don't know if I can. So if you do want to try that Brandywine Orange, pre-order now. We don't start shipping that until April 17th.
Okay. Go to GardenAmerica.com.
That's right.
That Sun Sugar is one that, you know, in the nursery, whenever I see a family or a mom that is going to be planting vegetables with the kids, always I tell them that one because it's so much fun to grow, easy to grow.
And they're sweet. The kids are going to love it.
The kids love it.
Yeah.
They love just going out. And then you pick it just continuously. So it's nice because once it starts to produce fruit, there's just always fruit on it. So you can always walk out and grab something.
And like I say, it's sweet. It tastes good. Kids are going to love it.
Yeah.
They'll think they're eating candy.
But if you like sweet tomatoes, their sweet aperitif, which is 30% sweeter than Sun Sugar.
It's a bigger one, though, right?
I find that hard to believe.
Same size as Sun Sugar.
Have you tasted it?
Yeah.
Is it just like blow you away? I mean, because Sun Sugar is pretty sweet.
Well, you know, if you had been eating a lot of candy and you wanted to increase your sweetness, you could go with sweet aperitif.
Is there a brick scale on that at all or not?
Yeah, the highest tomato used to be Sun Sugar, which is 10 on the brick scale. But sweet aperitif is 13.
Yeah.
So 30% sweeter.
Kind of blows it out of the water, 30%.
Yeah, I know, that's a lot. Substantial difference.
That's very good. Do you sell those?
Not that one.
Okay.
No, I have to look for it.
Because I was going to say, you give families a couple of choices, especially this time of year now when things picking up, I would imagine, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the weather getting good.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, you know, it's time for everything now. People are planting their tomatoes, planting their peppers, kind of getting going on all of that fun gardening stuff.
Hey, Tom Spellman's going to be with us after the break, but quickly want to take a phone call here and go to Betsy in San Diego who has a quick question. Betsy, welcome to Garden America. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Hi. I've come to call Claremont Gopher Hill.
Join the club. Oh, boy.
But gophers have, and they've dug under my little cotto tree, and I don't know how much digging I can do around in there to kind of fill in the holes a little bit.
Without hurting your tree, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, avocados don't have deep root systems. They're all up towards the surface of the soil. So any digging around an avocado to any depth is going to disturb the root system.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. If I dig carefully with a trowel or a spoon or something, I don't know. And the tree looks pretty unhappy. And I don't know if that's partly because of all the rain we had, like too much water. Yeah, and some of it looks pretty good, but a lot of it's...
Well, one bit of good news might be that this time of year, all the avocado trees in Southern California look like they're dying because all the leaves from last year are on the tree and they're half brown from the salts in the soil, and they're getting ready to fall off. So that may be what's happening to your tree. Those will fall off, but the new ones will come on and the tree will be fine.
Yeah, if you look towards the tips of the branches, you'll see the new growth pushing out there. And I'm sure that's what's happening because all the avocados are looking like they're on their way out right now.
Okay, I feel better now.
Okay, well, you call us anytime, Betsy, and we'll give you an update. Or have any of the problems, let us know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sir,
take care. Betsy in Claremont, part of San Diego. We are going to take a break. Come back with Tom Spellman. John's got the quote of the week, which is very popular this week. It is Garden America. Going to head into our first break, as I mentioned, 855-424-9825. I'm Brian Main, along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. 16 minutes after the hour here, Biz Talk Radio. Tom Spellman next, along with the quote. Stay with us as we step aside, take a break. We are coming right back.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. Find out more, call toll-free, 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Saturday morning at 22 minutes after the hour, back here live. That's right, Garden America, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main here. Heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. I want to thank all the good folks at the network, Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. Again, that's toll-free at 855-424-9825, whatever's on your mind. Heading into the warmer part of the year, so very important to start planning, and maybe you should have planned a while ago, but we're not too late to do a few things, John. John's got the quote of the week, and then we're going to bring on Tom Spellman.
Well, the quote, let me see.
It has to do with daylight savings time.
It has to do with daylight savings time, which, again, just to remind everybody, set your clocks forward an hour tonight.
Right.
But back in the late 1800s, someone was trying to explain the concept of daylight savings time to a Native American.
Right.
And after explaining it, the quote from this Lakota Indian was, "Only a white man would believe that you could cut a foot off the top of a blanket and sew it onto the bottom of a blanket and have a longer blanket."
Exactly. And that's good. That's the way that they, you know, they would think. And well, I tend to agree.
And the reason that we picked that quote is that, you know, that's kind of a common sense approach. Do we really need daylight savings time anymore?
Right. Because you know what? If you just let things be, it automatically, just with the seasonal changes, you're going to get the longer and shorter periods of daylight and dark, but this sort of accelerates it a little bit. You're going to get more daylight than you normally would.
You actually like the daylight savings time, but I'd like to run that year-round.
Now, Arizona, parts of Indiana, and I'm trying to think who else, they don't do daylight savings time.
What about Hawaii?
There might be another one. But I know that
Hawaii doesn't have any need to because it's 12 hours
all the time.
But in Indiana, I think Indiana, if I'm not mistaken, that you can go like across the street and it's not daylight savings time. There's a part of the state that...
And it's darker across the street.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. Hey, our good friend John, who's standing by? Our good friend Tom who?
Well, Tom Spellman.
Tom Spellman from
Dave Wilson Nursery. And we've known Tom for many years. And you would think that by now he would have told us everything that he knows. But Tom is one of the most knowledgeable people that I know in the fruit tree industry. And besides being the salesman for Dave Wilson Nursery, he also is, I think he's still a member of the California Rare Fruit Growers. So he not only knows about deciduous trees, but tropical fruit trees, citrus, just about anything you can think of, all kinds of berries. Anyway, welcome to the show, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Pleasure to be here.
Good morning, Tom.
Here we go, Tom.
So we were just talking earlier about how winter is gone in California and that spring is starting. So would you say in the warm parts of the state now, bare root season is over and you start going to container plants?
Yeah, I believe that firmly. I think most of the nurseries that were offering bare root material in January and February have all containerized that material now, you know, in California. And, you know, they'll be selling the same varieties as container stock through the spring and summer season. But, you know, Brian made a good point earlier when he said planning. And I think that's one of the things that I highly recommend that people do. If you want to do not just fruit trees, but any kind of a gardening project this spring, you want to plan early because a lot of the varieties that we're offering are only available in limited quantities. And if it's something, some of our new releases this year sold out in 2 weeks after delivery. So
wow.
If people are looking for specific varieties, they definitely want to, you know, make that plan, lay out that garden, look at, you know, the successive ripening sequences of the varieties they've chosen and get those trees ordered before they can't find them.
Does Dave Wilson still have that program that for retailers that they used to have years ago, where you could come in the fall and order the variety you wanted for spring?
We have only been offering that in very limited numbers recently, and we're encouraging our customers to just be prepared and bring the varieties in that they need. And, you know, they only have to order five trees of each variety. So if you have one or two or three already sold, then it's pretty easy to consider you're going to sell the other ones. So,
I know for a grower, that's almost impossible to follow the inventory if you have to take orders that way.
Yeah, it was a real cumbersome program to manage. And my opinion is always if we can't manage it and supply it at 100%, then it really doesn't make a viable program. And over the last couple of years, we were only able to supply it at about 98 or 99%, which, honestly, if somebody's going to prepay for a tree in November and we tell them in January that we can't deliver it, I got a problem with that. So that's why we're just, you know, asking our customers at this point just to bring in what you think you're going to need, and we've pretty much eliminated that program at this point.
Well, I know you probably have some specific things that you are excited about and would like to talk about, but I don't know whether this is appropriate or not, but I was wondering if you could maybe just give us a sneak preview into what might be coming up next year.
Yeah.
I know it might be early for that, but I always want to.
Actually, we already have varieties in place for next year. We're doing a re-release. We actually just had a contest through Facebook and on our website on the new cherry that we released in the 2016 or 2017 season this year. We just released it under a number. It was 6GM25. So we actually had a contest on our Facebook where we offered people some Dave Wilson spiff, you know, a jacket and a hat and some, you know, goodies to submit a name, and the winner will get, you know, some items from us. So we had 250 or maybe even closer to 300 submissions to that contest. So we'll be naming the variety next week and re-releasing it in larger numbers under the new name for next year. And that's really turned out to be a good variety. Low chill, self-fruitful, a great, large, dark red cherry that just has excellent crunch and excellent flavor. It's a really nice variety. And it interblooms with Mini Royal and Royal Lee, which is kind of the third leg of the triangle there. So now we have a good variety that is truly self-fruitful, and we have a variety that will interbloom and pollinate well with Mini Royal and Royal Lee. So I'm really excited about this variety. We also have for next year, we have a new saucer peach or pinto peach, which a lot of people know as donut peach. We have a new variety that we're releasing that ripens up in May, and there haven't been any of those available that early in the season up until now, and it's a really nice, very well-flavored, white-fleshed, you know, donut-style peach.
That sounds great. Tom, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more fruit with Tom Spellman from Dave Wilson Nursery.
Also, got a call from Nicole in Cape Coral, Florida. She's going to call us back, open phones, after we're through with Tom. So, Nicole, stay with us. Got to take a break. It's almost 30 minutes after the hour. Garden America on your Saturday morning.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Six minutes after the hour, last day of Pacific time, daylight savings time. Tonight, tomorrow, going to lose an hour of sleep, but if you don't have to get up, then who cares? It is Garden America. Brian, John, Tiger, phone number, 85, dramatic pause for you. 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com as we continue. Tom Spellman from Dave Wilson Nursery, John.
Yeah, Brian, just prior to the break, Tom was telling us about a new donut peach that's coming out for next year. And Tom, I don't recall, did you give us the name of that peach?
Well, we're naming that peach next week along with the new cherry. So, it's still under a number, but we're ready to publish our new catalog, our 2018 catalog. All we have to do is name three different varieties, and then everything's ready to roll. So that's a priority for next week.
Hey, right. Tom.
Yeah.
So John and I were talking during the break, and one of the things I was thinking of is that, have you guys seen an influx of demand for some of these kind of different varieties? You know, one of the things I'm seeing is, you know, much more people are turning to kind of marketplace grocery stores or farmers markets, or even, you know, restaurants are using more unique foods than just the basic nectarine apple or something in their plates now. And all of these things have flavors, like you had just mentioned, that are unique to them, but you don't find them commercial. But there's a lot of pocket farms, community farms or things like that, that I'm sure are starting to plant these. So have you guys seen more demand for the unusual and not just the basic varieties?
Oh, absolutely, Tiger. You know, there's a great movement right now in the whole southwestern United States of these small farmers market growers. They may sell one morning or one afternoon or, you know, two or three or four times during the week. So they have the ability to go in and harvest fruit today and sell it this afternoon, or harvest, you know, this afternoon and sell it first thing tomorrow morning. So they can handle tree ripe very, very effectively, where a grocery store couldn't do that. And they're all looking for something different. You know, they all want new varieties so that they can put something out that, you know, their neighbor or the next guy, the next booth down the road isn't going to have. So it's big business right now. I mean, these guys are making really good money. I mean, farmers market prices, as you know, are high prices. But honestly, when I go to the farmers market and I can buy a really good peach or a really good nectarine or something like that that I know I'm not going to find in the grocery store, maybe it's going to cost me half as much again or even twice as much as grocery store fruit. But you know what? I'm okay with that. I'd rather pay a little more and get a really unique piece of fruit that's tree ripe.
So, and does that give you guys the flexibility to try these new varieties that you're talking about here, you know, this new cherry and this, you know, because before you might not have been able to because nobody was interested in it, but now you can kind of go out there and solicit some new stuff, huh?
Oh, there's huge demand right now for any new introductions. And, you know, I mean, between commercial introductions and what we would call home garden or retail introductions that we sell to nurseries for resale, we probably introduce, you know, at least a dozen new varieties every year.
Wow.
Maybe only two or three or four of those will actually show up in retail nurseries, but still, we're always looking at, you know, where do we have a gap in a harvest season on a sequence of varieties? peaches. Like, that's where this donut peach came into play, because we kept looking at this donut peach and thinking, man, it's delicious in the middle of May and late May, and we don't have another variety that comes on until early June. So here's one that's going to fill a gap that was a place on the calendar where we had nothing of this style before. So, you know,
I can just see Tom in the office in May.
Where's my donut peach?
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's fun.
You know, talking about a little bit, paying a little bit more for some of these exotics. Yesterday, Tim Wada at the Plug Connection, who's my partner in Supernatural's Grafted Vegetables, came by with a package of strawberries that he had bought at the Japanese market. And it was just a little shrink-wrapped tray of strawberries that had come from Japan.
Oh, wow.
And I looked at the price, $21.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was maybe 10 strawberries in there.
And what makes it $21 besides the shipment from Japan?
Well, I think that's got to be most of it.
Wow. But
so he cut them all up, and we tasted them. And
very good?
That was bland. It was like...
Oh, bummer. You had me going in a different direction here.
Yeah, there was nothing to it.
Looking for flavor there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
$21 investment. But yeah, you'd be amazed what some of the wholesale produce distributors will pay for really good, fresh quality produce. We have one cherry variety that's in one of our nursery blocks, and we have a Japanese produce company that comes in every year, and they pick the fruit, they individually wrap each cherry in a little cellophane wrapper, they pack it on site, and they send it to Japan, and they pay us $10 a pound for those.
Whoa.
And I've been told by the time it gets to the Japanese retail market, it's about $50 a pound.
Well, so, you know, we on our website, geez, we sell the Ubari King melon. And that melon in Japan, I think, holds the record for the highest sales of a melon. And they sold a pair of them, too, for $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow is right. Goodness gracious.
So the Japanese are they're all about presentation. It has to look good.
Right.
And
right.
I will admit the strawberries I had yesterday looked perfect. They were beautiful. Just no flavor.
You know my trick with strawberries, whenever I go to a strawberry stand, I always ask the guy, let me have the tray of smaller berries that you have down below. You're not asking $25 for the flat, but I can buy this flat of the smaller grade, usually in a more better stage of ripeness and better flavor, and I can get it for $8 or $10 or $12 for, you know, half the price of what they charge for those big watery ones.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, Tom, we really enjoy having you on the show. You're always you always provide so much information, and I just wanted to ask quickly for our listeners who are wondering what names are going to be revealed for those fruits next week. If they go to your website next week, will they be able to find them?
They'll be up shortly. We'll have a flyer that we're going to put out that'll be posted to the website that'll be new introductions or new things for 2018. So
okay.
I don't know if it'll happen next week, but it'll happen within the next 2 or 3 weeks for sure.
Okay, so that's all they have to do is go to davewilson.com.
Yeah, go to davewilson.com, go to the home grower or home garden section. That's where all of the new releases will be posted. That's where we have our variety finder. So if somebody's looking for a particular peach or apple or plum, they can go in and click on plum, click on the variety, and a list of everybody that retails it will come up right in front of them. So, you know, we try and make it real easy for people to find our stock by providing those retail source list and variety finder list on the website.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great information. If you want to know anything about fruit trees at all, just go to davewilson.com and you'll be amazed at the amount of great information there. Tom, thanks again for joining us. We know you're a busy man and we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Hope to talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye. Tom Spellman, he's the man. Dave Wilson Nursery. And that's, davewilson.com, John, you said?
Yes, I did.
Davewilson.com, and, of course, gardenamerica.com, two websites you need to know.
You know, talking about strawberries that taste good, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the Marshall strawberry.
You're right.
Which, back 2007, which was not that long ago, what?
10 years.
10 years ago. Oh, that's right. So
quick math.
Yeah, I like the way you did that.
Genius.
10 years ago, this was on the slow foods list of the most endangered foods in the world.
Marshall strawberry.
Strawberry in danger of extinction. And the American food critic, James Beard, and chef, listed it as his most favorite strawberry, back when it came out. But it's disappeared because, as we mentioned, it doesn't ship well. Okay. So you can't market it. Mm-hmm. You would have to sell it at a roadside stand or grow it yourself. And it does look like around April 17th, we will have some of those plants for sale, just a few.
Really? You always have surprises, don't you?
We do. So since I don't have the final details and it's not on the website yet, just send me a note to john@gardenamerica.com and let me know you're interested. And when I get the info, I'll send it to you right away.
Beautiful. All right, it is break time. We are through with Tom Spellman, our guest for this hour. So open phones, whatever's on your mind. And I do want to remind Nicole from Cape Coral, Florida, if you're still listening, give us a call. We'll get you on the air right away. And that's 855-424-9825. Or if you prefer questions, comments, right there, john@gardenamerica.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools. A free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And just like that, hour number one, our final segment. Still time to get hold of us, though, of course, at 855-424-9825. It is toll-free. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com if you want to send us an email question or comment here. Biz Talk Radio, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Begnasco, 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. Let's go to, Cape Coral, Florida. Nicole has called back. Nicole, thank you so much. How can we help you? Hope things are going well in Florida for you these days.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I grew an avocado tree from a seed, and it is now, I would say, about 30 feet tall after 10 years of growing it. And every year it has given me, I would say, at least 300 avocados a year.
Wow.
It's very fruitful.
Yeah.
So last year I allowed my next door neighbor's construction workers to pick some of the avocados. However, when I got back out to the backyard, I saw that they had picked the tree there. And I've been told that avocado trees are sensitive. And this year it has not given me any avocados. So I was wondering, do you think that's the reason why? Because it was sensitive from being picked bare?
Oh, yeah, obviously it was sensitive. You hurt its feelings by letting someone else pick the fruit.
They're monogamous.
I mean, you said take a few avocados, and they really took advantage of that.
Yeah.
They were like climbing the tree, literally.
Well, you know, it might have... you know, sometimes this happens on avocados, too. They tend to be alternate bearing. And since yours was grown from a seed, you really don't know what the characteristics of that tree will be. It's your own special tree, and there isn't another one like that anywhere else in the world. So it may have in its characteristic a tendency once in a while to be alternate bearing, which means that it will take a rest and either have no fruit or just a small amount of fruit during 1 year. And it is possible that going through and pulling all that fruit off might have given the tree an extra boost of growing the plant itself,
right,
leaves, rather than setting fruit. Because when all the fruit's on the tree, the nutrients go into producing the fruit.
The fruit, not the leaves.
Right, yeah. But then you pull it all off at one time, and the tree goes, hey, I'm done with that. I don't need to do that anymore. I'll grow more leaves or grow a little bit taller at the expense of the fruit. So I think after one season passes, you should be okay.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, thank you very much for taking my call. Have a good day.
Yeah, call us anytime, Nicole. Thank you from Cape Coral, Florida.
I'm impressed you grew an avocado from seed and actually has experienced growth and fruit on it.
Because avocados are they're touchy.
Yeah.
A very touchy tree.
Well,
I saw 30 feet high in 10 years.
Right. And I mean, usually they take 10 years just to fruit.
And 300 avocados.
Well, she's also in
Florida. Yeah, she's got good weather.
In Hawaii. Have you ever seen those avocados in Hawaii? They're like the size of melons.
Everything's big in Hawaii.
Yeah, those are Texas.
The pothos here that I have in my studio, the ones that grow in Hawaii, the leaves are huge.
Yeah.
In California, we usually grow two types of avocados, either Mexican avocados or Guatemalan avocados. But in Hawaii, they grow the West Indian varieties of avocados also. They're a little bit too tender for California.
Right.
But there are West Indian varieties of avocados that get up to 5 pounds.
That's a lot of guacamole.
Yeah, that is.
But I wonder if it makes good guacamole, though.
I hear it's a bit watery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are watery, but people who grow up on those kinds of avocados,
they're used to that.
They like those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where I'm pretty much, if I want an avocado, I want a Haas type avocado.
Yeah, nice and buttery.
Yeah, nice and meaty.
Buttery is good. Yeah. Meaty and buttery avocado.
Nutty flavor.
And the good fat. Tell people avocados got the good fat for you.
Yeah, even if I eat 20 of them.
Absolutely. 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. I think you've got an email or two, John, don't you, as we wrap up hour one here?
Oh, I do.
We have a few minutes before the news coming up top of the hour.
Let's see. What would I do with that? I was going to mention, too, that we are shipping pixie grapes right now.
Look at our newsletter. You'll see those pixie grapes.
Those are fun.
Yeah, and mine at home just started to leaf out.
The weather.
Well, it's the time of year for it to do that, too. But I've got that brown rock in the pot at the bottom that I picked up at the Chateauneuf-du-Pape. Remember when we were in Provence?
Chateauneuf-du-Pape in Provence?
Yeah, it was the Pope's residence, remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
And it was in France, and the vineyard was there.
Yep.
And underneath all these grapes, I don't know how you would ever plant anything. It was just
brown
rocks. And they said that because of the Mistral winds that come through and keep everything so cool, the only way the grapes ripen is the sun reflecting from the rocks up onto
the heat.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, hey, I've got this pixie grape at home. I'm going to put a little rock under it.
See if it reflects. And
well, I knew it wasn't going to do that, but it reminds me of our trip, which was really nice.
It is nice.
Little memento.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute and a half, John, if you have a minute and a half email you can read and answer.
Okay, well, this is from Eileen up in El Granada, California. And she said, I bought a golden sweet apricot from Garden America last year and noticed that it did not flower this year but is leafing out. I wondered if that's normal and when it may flower in order to produce fruit. Usually from bare root trees it's 2 to 3 years, so it's not unusual for the apricot not to flower the first year. But I would say that because of all the rain we had this year, and
maybe accelerate that a little bit.
I think that next year you should have not only flowers, but maybe some fruit, Eileen.
Very good. Thank you, Eileen. Okay, we're going to take a break. We've got news coming up on many of these affiliates. If you don't get our show in your local market, hour number two, you can go to gardenamerica.com, click Listen Live, go to Biz Talk Radio. Be sure to pick up the or at least download the Biz Talk Radio app and take us wherever you go. We are back at 6 minutes after. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Thank you for tuning in to Garden America, heard exclusively right here on Biz Talk Radio. Hour two coming right up. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.